Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk presidential health and the newest in fitness technology with celebrity fitness trainer Adan Castillo Jr. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Welcome, Fit Clubbers. We are back. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong. Where can they find you, Miss Trinidad?
Don't forget Thirst Traps. Find it all in.
Yes, of course.
Shock with that. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Same here, every social media, Adan Castillo Jr.
Great, and thank you again for joining us, Adan. Going to pick your brain on some of the insights, the newest trends we're going to have in the upcoming year.
Yeah.
But we had an interesting story, I guess, the presidential health story came out, and people were wondering how is Donald Trump doing. I think a while ago he had been caught slurring his words, and then of course he's known for this infamous diet of his, which is like McDonald's upon McDonald's. Have you guys talked about this diet?
Yeah, well, the reason he eats McDonald's is supposed, allegedly, the book that Steve Bannon is supposed to be coming out with, they say the reason he eats McDonald's is because he fears that people are going to poison him. Oh. So with McDonald's, he goes to McDonald's because nobody knows he's just going to go there and pick up a burger. Yeah. So nobody knows he's there, therefore they can't poison him.
The garden variety poisons it, right?
But, right.
Like, he doesn't want to be specifically poisoned.
Right. But if you think somebody's going to poison you, then, you know, maybe you should think about, like, your life. Like, why are people trying to...
Yeah.
Because you just stay at home and eat at home.
Yeah. Right. You would think eating at home is the best thing to do.
You have a chef
at the White House.
You never know. That's what I'm saying. You think your chef is going to poison you, then there's a problem.
Yeah. So, but what we do know from this thing is he came in at 6'3", 239 pounds, curiously 1 pound shy of being obese. Mm. Like... Were you telling the doctor to shave off a couple pounds? But, you know, curiously, he just made it to the overweight category. But he's not alone. 70% of people in the U.S. are either overweight or obese. And so they're saying they use BMI, but they're also saying that BMI is not necessarily an accurate test for, you know, determining someone's health because fat and muscle can be taken into account. Do you kind of follow this, or what do you maybe use with your clients?
With me, it's more... They're not too worried about their BMI, just more how they look, how they feel. Mm-hmm. So a big thing with us is just kind of like, if you know you're going to eat something and it's not the best thing you can eat, I'm always like, then you know what's going to happen after that. Like, we're going to have to work hard after that.
Yeah.
You have to really burn it. But yeah, no, I'm really not too big on it.
Yeah. And so they're looking at waist circumference, x-rays even. Have you heard of different ways that people are testing BMI?
Well, I think the stats where they take the numbers and stuff like that, and then you hold the machine. I just don't think it's necessarily accurate depending on the person,
yeah.
Right? So, you know, you can have somebody who's an athlete,
yeah.
And their BMI could show that they're over.
Yeah.
But that, obviously, like you're saying, is the whole muscle thing. I think a really good indicator, depending on what the person does and who they are. So if it's a person who's a sedentary person, they sit at their desk, and their waist, their circumference of their waist is, you know, not within, you know, certain units.
Yeah, they're saying if it's larger than your hips and you're really
right.
in trouble
yeah.
for your
And then
health,
you could see, like, I don't think anybody was surprised about the study with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knew he was overweight.
Yeah. That's,
and it's so telling how we went from a president where both him and his wife work out on a daily basis to somebody who eats McDonald's and, you know, he's overweight.
But it may speak to his appeal because, again, he's really not alone. 70% of people overweight or obese, and they're showing that the majority of people aren't even motivated to do to exercise. So it looks like 21% of the population get in the recommended amount of cardio and strength training. And I think it's just 2.5 hours a week is what's required or what they recommend.
Crazy.
So the rest are getting less than that.
But then that also speaks to people who want to do, like, who want to excel in their life, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder, they should almost do a study of the people who are overweight who are actually successful.
Because
you do see people who are successful who are overweight, but what's the percentage of that?
Yeah.
Because I'm willing to bet it's, you know, they're more of the outliers. And the people who are overweight, they might not necessarily be in the CEO roles and all this other stuff, which speaks to if you don't even want to work out the bare minimum, barring, you know, of course, health benefits.
But it could be discrimination too, with why they haven't made it to those tough.
Well, it could be too. But if you want something, if your goal is to make a lot of money or, you know, take care of family and all this other stuff, and you feel like it's because of the way you look,
yeah.
you know, you either create the system yourself, create your own business, or you fall within the lines. Yeah. Like, you only have two choices. You can't sit on the couch and complain and say, well, they're not going to give me the job because I'm 50 pounds overweight or yeah. I'm 100 pounds overweight. It's like, well, what are you going to do about it? And I think it really speaks a test to, you know, we have a percentage of people who make it, the yeah. 1%ers, and, you know, maybe the people who are in the 10% who actually make it, and you have the people who talk about making it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I give a little bit of grace to those people that... Because there are people that just grew up so differently, that just grew up thinking that, you know, butter on white bread was like the healthy way to go. That was the healthy snack. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I never know when's that line between becoming awake and then being accountable because, you know, is it 16, is it 18, is it 25? Because maybe you've been in it for so long, you don't right. know when's that moment that
really?
You have to be.
No, but you're West tough. Indian, though. Right,
well, yeah, yeah.
You had the West Indian plate as far as like three, like a mound of rice.
Yeah.
You have a whole bunch of curry.
Yeah.
You're drinking a lot. Like that's, I mean, I don't, I can't say that I buy that.
Yeah,
because you're that means you have to live it under a rock.
No, but I've seen people with nutrition that just. I mean, have you had clients that came in with nutrition habits that you just couldn't believe? And then,
oh yeah,
and you don't even know because you know a lot of people, especially ones that are like celebrities, you think they have all this information at yeah. their fingertips, and they're just missing.
They're missing. They go usually go back to what they know. Like yeah. I know one that he loves Taco Bell.
Yeah, like
it's just always his go-to, and it's just like, come on, bro, we worked hard this whole 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're like, you really gonna do that twice this week? Like,
and you know better because I remember loving
better.
Taco Bell. I don't love it now, but
yeah,
I
used to
remember
love it too.
Loving it.
I still think because you there's information at your fingertips
yeah,
and if
yeah.
you really want to know. So for instance, say if you want to become a doctor or
yeah.
I don't know, a social media expert,
yeah.
right? And you only know the bare minimum,
yeah.
but you want to make this your career.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to sit on the couch and say, "Well, I'm going to make this my career," and not do anything, or are you going to search out for the information?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you see somebody on television
yeah.
and your goal is, for instance, to be a reporter.
Yeah.
I want to be a reporter, but I feel like my doctors told me I'm 100 pounds overweight. Therefore, you know, I feel like in order for me to succeed at that, I need to lose
that
weight.
I mean, I think at the extremes, yes, of course. Sure. I think if you're trying to talk about 50, 40 pounds, but someone like Oprah who's trying to lose maybe 20 pounds or wants to lose that little bit, but is having that trouble and is always kind of wavered in those in
Oprah's
that area.
Oprah's been pretty standard for the last couple of years.
Yeah, but I'm saying she always kind of wavered in that 20, not losing a ton of weight,
right.
but in that little area. And I think that can be tough. And of course, especially when she was really trying to lose it,
right.
it was the image had to be, you had to look like this to be on
right.
TV. So I think you could have the information but still struggle with your past. And, you know, it might, especially if you're eating for coping mechanisms.
Right.
And that's just,
that's
you know,
true.
But that's also self-awareness.
True,
like,
I
believe in Oprah's case. It's just one of those things. Like, she has her own magazine.
Yeah.
She still does shows. She works for 60 Minutes. She probably has 10 other jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
And she's actually doing well with the Weight Watchers
right.
now. Yeah.
And she has the orphanage overseas and all this other stuff. So I think with Oprah's case, is like, she legitimately gets it in where she can fit in.
Yeah.
And sometimes more stressful than others. And therefore, she probably knows her coping mechanism is food.
Yeah.
And someday she's able to control it, and someday she's not. I feel like she's gotten a handle of it
yeah.
over the last maybe
so talking,
five or 6 years.
You're talking about like obese, like you're talking.
Yeah,
about,
I'm just talking about depending on where you are. I think first the self-awareness is you need to know where you are compared to everything else. Like you might
yeah.
think you're healthy,
yeah.
or you might think you're okay, or you might think you're big boned, and you know they have the whole thing of you know curvy girls and all this other stuff, which is fine. But are you a curvy girl and are you healthy, or are you a curvy girl and you're just saying you're a curvy girl and it's okay, but you don't even know where you stand health-wise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those are the two things, and I think either one, people just don't want to look in the mirror because it's a scary situation.
Yeah.
Or two, people are like, no, I just don't want to do it, I just don't want to work out, which is fine. Just, you know, admit that to yourself and don't bring on all the other excuses.
Yeah. I mean, have you encountered that a little bit? And, like, how do you get clients over not seeing themselves as they are, necessarily?
Well, most of with the whole working out, usually when they're trying to get certain, like a lot of the kids I've been working with is young social media. I mean, they're influencers. They're like 20, 19 years old.
Yeah.
So a lot of them, I mean, they just kind of got it brought on into this whole Instagram, all these followers, all this power, and just kind of like motivating them just to kind of understand what is it that you want to do. And with fitness, that was kind of always something that I felt like if you can put, you know, set yourself a schedule on your every day, then it's going to help you out so much more in life and, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Like how she was saying, you know, if you want it, you got to look into it, you know, do your research.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have it at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Utilize it. So we also had some celeb fitness trends that kind of we had in 2017 that might give us an insight to 2018. So I just wanted to talk to about a few of them. The one was personal training with Justin Gelband. Apparently, he's really the guy that trains a lot of Victoria's Secret angels. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of him at all, TK?
I have heard of him.
Okay, so
there's just so many personal trainers all over the world.
And so, so he does a mixture of Pilates, boxing, and resistance training. Do you have anything? Do you have any of your clients that kind of come in for, you know, they don't want to like bulk up, but they want like any of the females that want like a longer, leaner, toner look? Mm-hmm. What kind of workouts do you do with them?
Yeah, I usually try to keep it resistance training, strength training, boxing, kind of just like a high intensity for them. You know, nothing too much where I'm having them lift a lot of weight. Yeah. More just getting more range of motion, feeling better. You know, isolating that core as much as I could.
So what do you say to the girl that wants to come to you or just doesn't, she wants to work out, she's super motivated, but she's like, I do not want to look like a guy. I don't want, because that's the number one thing I hear from females is like, I want to work out, but I'm afraid to because I like
my shoulders or whatever.
But meanwhile, they still have 30 pounds to lose. It was like, wait a minute, at least, you know, let's start this process.
Right. Yeah. And that's always, I think they're always afraid to get muscle because it's like, no, once I get muscle, I don't want to look. It's like, that's going to take a lot of work for you to get
exactly.
Yeah, I think, I mean, with that, I think there's ways of understanding what you know, parts of your body you're supposed to, you know, hit. I mean, I think a lot of times when women do work on their chest, they're, you know, over using their shoulders and not even isolating their pecs. Mm. So I think a lot is just kind of understanding, okay, this is what we're going to do and this is what muscles we're going to build and kind of inform them that way they feel like, oh, okay, I know what I'm doing.
You encountered that with a lot of females? Because you're super into fitness now, too. So
Definitely, like, CrossFit's the, you know, you have the people who anti-CrossFitters because they think, you know, the weight's going to, the weight's going to cause too much and have them, like, look like bodybuilders. And you see memes all over about that. And it really just depends. It depends on the person. It depends on what you're eating. It depends on what you're trying to go for. I think, Gigi Hadid's mom, they were on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she was telling her daughters, like, not to, you know, lift because her goal, and I believe their goal, too, was to become models, which they did, and they did way more, like, you know, body weight exercises.
Yeah.
So it just really depends, and it just depends on how you're doing it, too. You have to find that right formula, that combination that kind of works with your body. But I know a lot of women who lift a lot, and, you know, they look, you know, they're a great size 4.
Yeah.
And then you have people like Serena who's admitted that she doesn't do anything on her arms, and those are like defined like no other.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have, you know, genetics also plays a role into that too.
And for the most part, if you're a woman and you're in the normal range of like your estrogen, testosterone, you will not be able to build any muscle that looks comparable to a guy.
You have to do a lot of lifting. Tracy Anderson, have you heard her? Yeah. The personal trainer. So a friend of mine and myself, we went to her studio, and hers is a common, like the floors are actually like bouncy, and she has the resistance bands attached to the ceiling.
Uh-oh.
So she has, if you follow, Tracy Ellis Ross, that's how we found out about it. She does a lot of the stuff more like band work and more body weight
she's
exercises.
Great shape. Excellent
she's in amazing shape, but that's where we actually saw her that day when we went. Wow. So, you know, I guess it depends on what you're looking for, what you're interested in. Some people are good with just the resistance band. Some people want a little bit more work weight. Some people want the boxing.
Yeah.
Some people just want to, you know, pretend like they're lifting weights and talk.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's personal trainers, they want more psychiatrists than personal trainers.
Yeah, true. Yeah, let me tell you all my problems and
are we done now? Can we go for tea?
For me, it's funny because like I do a lot of like resistance training, body weight, high intensity, and I love going into boxing. That's one of my big things. They're always waiting. They're like, all right, can we do boxing now?
Yeah.
Can we do boxing? Because I mean, I imagine a lot of these guys or girls have stressful days and
the aggression. I love
get
boxing.
That aggression out. Something I missed.
Yeah, exercise is such a good coping mechanism in of itself.
Yeah,
you know, instead of the food. We also had group training. Do you get a lot of, like, do any of your influencers or other celebrities want to train together? Do they find motivation in that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually big on it. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's the very few that stick to it on an everyday basis or, you know, every 2 days, 1 day off. You know, they'll continue. But most of the time, it's a group thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually come together because... Yeah, I mean, I imagine it gets hard for them, and, you know, if one's motivated, they're going to be able to motivate each other.
Up.
Yeah, and I have a group where they all live together. So
oh, nice.
All of them coming together, it's just like good for everyone.
What do you prefer as a trainer? Do you have a preference?
For me, it just I wouldn't mind the group training. I kind of like that because you just get some energy in there. You know what I mean? That everyone's like, all right, you're working, we're all working, mm-hmm. and that energy is just everybody's there feeding off of it.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. You know, it just takes a lot. If I do like 3-4 of those classes, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but that check, that multiply it, that's the good thing.
I mean, that's true. I mean, at the end of the day, the more people that you see work out, I feel it's always better, you know?
Yeah.
If somebody's not there, you're like, come on, you can join.
So I do group training at G-Train Fitness.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know if I can name a lot of people, but Malcolm Jamar Warner from Cosby Show, he goes there.
Yeah.
I've seen Jason Derulo there. I mean, like the amount of, it was supposed to originally be a small group training class. Like, I went there today, and it was like 30 people.
So even the celebrities are really jumping on this group training
thing.
Which is interesting, because they typically want to kind of have their own separate
group. Well, the celebrities that go to this particular group training, it feels like we have a lot of dancers, we have a lot of, like, former athletes, we have people who've, like, worked out before, and looking good is part of the business.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's one thing with the group training, and even with something like CrossFit, too, like, as long as you know, you have to get the base.
Yeah.
So somebody who's like a former athlete, you can throw them into group training. You can throw them into like whatever because they have the base of, okay, I'm supposed to be feeling in this muscle or wherever.
Yeah.
With somebody who's brand new, that's where group training gets kind of a little iffy because now possibility of injuries or they might feel lost or whatever. So, you know, the classes that I do, it's a lot of people who, you know, looking good is their profession.
Yeah. So they're kind of already in it.
They're already in it. So, and it's crazy. So it's really fun, you know, to see, you know, the comedian that you watch on HBO like right beside you sweating it out.
Yeah, both ears.
Yeah. So it's and that, another thing with G-Train Fitness too, they have resistance band that are attached to your wrist and your ankles.
Yeah.
So he's developed a whole new system. So he has another class where you can do resistance training, but you're also getting the cardiovascular as well.
Yeah, I've just started using resistance bands lately. I've been so effective. I just never really gravitated towards them my entire career, but yeah, lately they've been killing me.
Oh yeah.
We also had on this list shots of ginger and cycling and mermaid fitness. Have you guys seen?
I've heard the mermaid fitness one.
Have you guys seen any of these? Yeah.
You know what? I've seen a little bit of it on Facebook or something a couple months back, and I remember I was telling my girls, like, babe, you should do this.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was a fitness thing.
Yeah,
I remember
crazy.
Seeing the thing.
There's like a mermaid photo shoot where you can do like they're supposed to be inspirational, but I haven't heard the fitness one.
Yeah.
The shots of ginger, I'm not surprised. There's always a shot of something that you can take.
Funny enough, I drank my ginger. I try to do that almost every day. I juice ginger, or I'll blend it and I'll strain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I usually But if I have, if I'm in a rush, I'll just cut my little piece and start chewing on it.
Yeah, such a good anti-inflammatory. Oh, yeah. And so,
it's all good.
Were there any off this list? Did you see any trends in celebrity media fitness-wise last year?
Well, I mean, you have the standard waist trainer.
Oh, yeah. Kind of going out of style. I don't know.
I'm seeing it all on Runyon.
Oh, really?
I see girls still girls wearing it at the class. Boxing.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing in boxing. Yeah. You slad some other like stuff that makes you sweat, and then you put on the trainer, and then you put on the sweatsuit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought those were out of style.
There's different components. So you have the ones that are more like they just kind of cause you to sweat, and then you have the ones with the boning in, which is, you know, a little bit more dangerous.
Like the old school.
Yeah, but those things, I've tried it, it's not.
Well, yeah, it's not good for your organs.
Yeah. But those are, as far as social media, you're seeing those everywhere. And I just saw, I can't remember who it was, Delicious from Flavor Love. I just started following her, and she's just promoting a diet where you can lose like 20 pounds in 3 weeks.
Perfect that you just said that segue to the next story. So Laura Iredale from Sydney, she's a dietitian in Australia, and she's actually warning against people looking at Instagram for their fitness. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of that. You can speak to a lot of this as well. Especially with, and I'm skeptical of it too. She's skeptical of it because typically these Instagram stars are promoting quick fixes, something that's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So the majority of people are not going to be able to do this. It might even set them back because they have a quick fix that sets them further back.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that are using fitness more of a way to diversify their look on social media rather than, like, you know, actually understanding and knowing what they're talking about and then mm-hmm. telling people about it.
Right.
What have you seen in that? I mean, that's your world. So what have you seen? What are the dangers? And how do you warn a regular consumer to be aware that – okay, maybe their favorite Instagram star is not necessarily the authority on this. They should look into it more.
Yeah, I mean, with me, whenever they tell me with a new workout or something, I always like, yeah, let's try it out. I'm down to try it out and check it out. That way I can, you know, go over their form and everything, because I think that's the scariest for any of them.
Yeah.
I remember we have a group chat with a couple of us that they're, you know, on a more social media, you know, more famous with that. But it would be funny because they'll be trying to do some workouts and, you know, that's exactly what they do. They make it look like, you know, they do this on a daily and they're amazing. And one, like, was trying to do some handstand and just falls over, pop, and puts it on the blast. But it's funny. That's how it is.
Yeah. But do you have, like how does the consumer go, I need to not necessarily follow this blindly?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to do that, or is there a way to know that, you know, that looks right or that's not correct?
It's hard. It's hard to say, because, you know, sometimes you see something that looks so easy, and then when you try it, it's not as easy. I mean, I think just do your homework. You know?
Yeah, it's like Instagram viewer beware. Yeah.
You want to say that common sense is supposed to be common, but it's not.
But then there's kids that are 14 and 12, so they right. really don't know. You know what I mean?
It's really tough, like... You want to almost just say, you know, under it, they can't come after you if they do it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like you just don't want people to do what you're doing. It's like, hey, I'm not a personal trainer. I just like love fitness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know,
Instead of claiming to be somebody.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. I just feel like, because when I was doing more fitness style videos, I just had people's like, man, like, I really respect that. Like, you're doing all this stuff and, you know, I respect this. But I didn't have anybody try. Like, I actually had a couple people ask me to train them. And I'm like, I'm not about that life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those, it's the environment that we're in. You could apply that to anything else, not just personal training. I mean, you could apply that to diet.
Yeah.
You have so many, you could just Google diets and there's so many diets out there that don't work at all. But you know, you have people swearing by it.
Yeah, because I try to warn people about it, because sometimes I'll promote different products and people say, oh, is that the product that made the difference? Because people want to think that this one thing, oh, this fit tea is what did it for me.
Right, the tummy tea.
Yeah, and then I have to, and I tell them, no, this is like one in a many of things I've been doing for the last 10 years of my life to get to, you know. And so I try to warn people in that way, but I don't think people always get that message.
They never do. And I mean, it's just always their quick motivations, like, okay, yeah, I'm about to do this forever, for months, and it's just like, nah, you got to continue doing that and that.
Yeah, and I feel bad for the kid, because I remember being that 15-year-old kid. I didn't have the social media to look to, but I'd look in magazines, be like, oh, I'm following this diet, it's not working. And
then
people were taking steroids, you didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, so you're people like, why is this not steroids, working?
Yeah. I don't know. I wish
that these people that do these videos, because a lot of it's for a good purpose, to kind of keep people motivated and, you know, get that energy out there. But I think people should just be honest and be like, you know what, check out my boy, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Reach, you know, this personal trainer who actually knows their stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I hope that people would do, but
a lot of times,
it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just hard work. Like, you can't outwork hard work. Like, you have to put it in on a daily basis. If you look at, you know, the models who are walking the runway, maybe 60 or 70% of the models who are walking the runway, they might put in a lot of work, or they might, you know, really are consistent on their diet.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of that stuff you don't see. That's why, like, for me, I had gotten away from putting up the fitness videos, because it was almost taken away from my workout.
Yeah.
Like, I had, you know, before I had 3 hours to work out, I was like, oh, I can shoot the video, edit it. Now I have, like, an hour and a half. I really don't have time to look cute.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what people really want to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they don't want to see you struggling. They want to see you do... So make it's just kind easy. Of...
Yeah,
or like the pretty strugglers. Yeah. Oh, today's really tough.
Yeah.
You really look amazing.
And you don't realize how that in itself is all work too, because you don't show the behind the scenes, right? So it's like, you know, it's all that stuff that's in there. But again, we have media and we have bones and we have all this stuff on our fitness, our fingertips. So if you want to get to that point, or your person is, you see this athlete or this model or whatever, and you want to be like that person, then, you know, you either can either, one, reach out to them or research what they've been doing. Because a lot of them are on social media and they show what they do.
And that's what I do sometimes, too, is if I see someone do something incredible that looks doable, I then Google it to see if it is, in fact, doable.
Yeah.
You know? So just like, wait a minute. I also want to talk, CES just wrapped up, and we had some really amazing fitness inventions. I wanted to kind of go over a couple of them.
I've been hearing about some cool things.
The Peloton treadmill, I didn't even know about the Peloton bike, apparently, which is like, but the treadmill now, they came up with a new treadmill, 32-inch screen that's got all these classes. The treadmill's $4,000, and the classes are $150 a month. So,
oh, you have to pay a month for the classes?
After you buy that treadmill.
Yeah. I think maybe some classes are like come with it, but then if you want the ongoing live classes, $150 a month. But I did think, I mean, if you have the money, that's an amazing motivation, right?
I don't know. I almost want to try the, have you just heard of the free form that came out maybe about 2 or 3 years ago?
What?
It's supposed to stimulate, or it's supposed to kind of show almost like how you're running outside. Like, you know, when you go on the treadmill compared to running outside, it's two different feelings.
Yeah.
That one, it kind of is on a curve. And as fast as you're running, like you propel the treadmill.
So it throws in a little bump if you hit a rock.
Well, not necessarily a bump, but you propel the treadmill. So as soon as you start running, the treadmill starts going.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, battery out. You
is
know
it like, talking? Is it the one that's sort
it's
of.
The curve.
Oh, yeah, I've been on that one. Yeah that
you kind of control
more,
how
you
fast
control
you
how
go.
Fast you can. You can do more of, like, if you want to do sprints, you can do more stuff like that. So I'm kind of more. But that's, I think that's for somebody who is dedicated to working out.
But even that one, I feel like. It feels kind of more like you're on the road, but I found the resistance was really off my knees, which felt great, but I was like, this didn't really mimic, because the road, you were really getting, like,
getting
that
the pounding.
Yeah. But it was good, though. but I love the treadmill. I just like the huge screen. I'm just a big fan of, like, getting to, like, be in another world when you're, like, working out. we got the smart swimsuit that just came out, which is the first of its kind, which is the first swimsuit where you can pay extra to have it track your metrics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a swimmer, so I'm excited about that. It can tell you your time, your distance. And then we have the Suunto 3 fitness watch. Did you guys get a chance to look at this one?
I saw that one, but the Garmin I was really excited about.
Adan's not going to be happy about this one. You might be out of work.
I was watching it.
This watch creates a 7-day workout for you based on your fitness level and exercise history. If it starts taking into account diet, then we're all just like...
See, I don't want it. It's almost like, you know how your phone, you put a... I use my Google Calendar all the time. And you put like, okay, I have an appointment at 3:30. Yeah. Then your phone will tell you, oh, hey, you have an appointment at 3:30. You should start leaving now. Like, I don't want something, a gadget telling me like when I should leave. Like, I know when I should leave.
But this is based on your fitness level and exercise. So you don't know. You need to maybe take 15 extra steps because you took 20 less yesterday.
Yeah, see, I don't want... That to me, for me personally, that doesn't work. It's just like if we go hiking together and you tell me to push it, like, no, I'm here. I already know when to push myself, like, I don't need
that. But even if I'm telling you based on your actual metrics, like, I'm like, TK, but I can tell you based on what you actually did.
Yeah, but if I don't want to do the 20 steps, I'm not going to do the 20 steps.
Because it also records your sleep. So it even tells you recovery time, how much
And then
you
it's going to tell you to sleep for another hour?
Maybe,
No.
Most of the time, people do need that.
You do need that, like, 6 to 8, but most people get, like, 4 or 5.
Or if you got 4, then it's going to make sure you don't do the extra mile that day, because it's going to be like, okay, you didn't get the full recovery, so you're going to do a half a mile. I just thought this was brilliant.
It would be kind of cool to understand where you're at, but to live your life, I mean, how she's saying, that's kind of like, okay.
I mean,
because sometimes
but to track
push
it,
forward,
I mean, I think it would be cool to see both sides, but to track it, I think it would be cool also.
Based on your exercise history?
It'd be cool to see it on, like, a chart. So if it's taking all the data, and then you can see it, like, okay, this week I got... I don't know, every day I got at least 5 to 6 hours of sleep. And you could see how that relates to your productivity. You know what I'm saying?
Productivity.
Thank you. You can see how that relates to everything else. Then you can kind of see that. But I don't want something telling me, well, you slept 4 hours, so you shouldn't run these 15 miles today. Like, it's like, no, I have to run this.
Well, you already got the phone. You're already in the Matrix.
Yeah.
So just, you know.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, just
like,
you see chip,
like,
chip in the back of your neck now. Oh, no.
Well, and in the same vein, they have these new sweat-proof earbuds from Soul Electronics. So these are earbuds. They can tell your speed, your distance, your cadence, your step length, your step width, your head tilt, your leg force, your shock brace, and your vertical oscillation. And it can tell you to adjust as it tells these things. So it might say, oh, move right. Your gait's a little off. Like, in real time, it can tell you this. So between this and the watch, I mean...
But can't you tell that after running for a certain period of time?
No. I can't tell if, like, for some reason, if I have an injury, but I don't really feel it, I'm not going to tell that I'm starting to favor one leg over the other slightly. I wouldn't
really
tell. Not if it's slight, I won't know. And maybe later on, after a few miles, like, oh, I feel some pain in my hip.
Oh, yeah. The first mile and a half, my body's like, all right, if you can continue running, this is just going to hurt even more.
But maybe you don't know what to adjust. Maybe you're like, what? Because sometimes I'm like, what is it that I need to adjust? Now this is going to tell you, hey, you're favoring your right side, move to your left.
Exactly.
Or your head is going to the right. That's why, you know, you got the crick in the neck.
But how much, like, talking? So I have the Nike app when I'm running. So that tells me.
I was wondering about that. Yeah. I was like, are you going to be in there?
Yeah,
constantly?
How much more talking are they going to? So, like, I have it going every quarter mile.
Yeah.
So it tells me, like, you know, my pace. It tells me, you know, how much time has gone. It tells me, you know, it tells me all, like, about four or five different things,
yeah.
right? And then you have about, you know, whatever amount of music in between. So it's like, how much more, like, talking are you going to get? And then how much yeah. adjustment can you really, like, make? Because...
Well, yeah, we've been running for X amount of time.
Yeah.
It's hard to make these fundamental.
Right. And if you know your body, because that's where, you know, food and if you go to like a chiropractor or if you go and get adjustments or massages, if you know your body, you know, like for instance, I know that, you know, my right hip always goes up because of the hamstring injuries that I have.
And so what if you corrected it and now the thing goes?
Well, you can only correct it to a certain extent. Like,
but then the thing reminds you, hey, you were doing good. Now just... do whatever you were doing a while ago.
Well, that's that. Then I'll just need to sit, lay on a table and get adjusted. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, your body
yeah.
can only, you can adjust. Like, say if it says, you know, your gates, your left gate is off
yeah.
by your right, but
yeah.
that could legitimately be that, you know, your hips are tight.
Yeah.
Like, what can you do on the run to.
Well, you're
loosen
on
up your
the
hips.
Run. You can stop, take a little lacrosse ball, get in there, and then get back to
so
the run.
So it's actually
right?
carrying a backpack with the world, the foam roller.
Yeah,
thing.
Why
yeah.
not? Right, a little lacrosse ball, get in there.
Not happening. I'm just trying to do the run.
They also Under Armour's also got these great shoes. These hover shoes, the Phantom, the Sonic, that do they track your GPS info, your shock, your absorption. I thought were
wow.
pretty cool too.
Nike's been doing that for years though.
So,
Plus.
Well, I guess it's only an extra $10 you can have it built in, so I guess it's pretty affordable. And then you have the Garmin.
I'm excited about that. Mm. I've been looking for a watch. Like, I know, like...
I thought all of these watches could do this.
Well, the iPhone watch can do it, and the Samsung has it, but I don't want... Again, I guess I'm kind of... I'm not completely over into technology. Like, I don't want the chip implanted to me just
yeah.
yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want people calling me on my watch. Like,
oh,
I don't
gosh.
Want
text
messages.
Text message.
I don't want to see any of that. I just want to be able to tell the time, and then I want to do intervals, and I want to do fitness-related stuff on my watch.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have the option of, like, you know, somebody calling me and all sorts. So I'm really excited about this one. On top of that, they have the music.
Yeah.
So, which is a really key thing, too, that I like because, you know, I'm actually training for a marathon. So I realize in training for the marathon, on that my phone is probably going to die about a quarter of the way through this marathon.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out ways, like, how am I going to, you know, figure this out? My wireless, you know, phone, my headphones are going to last. So now I'm like, well, I should bring a backup headphones. And then, you know, it's all these little things.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that watch because I'm looking for something that, you know, does the fitness stuff, but it's not overloaded with everything else.
Yeah, so you can get the little music and not hear
yeah.
how big your gate is. Or
yeah.
Your...
yeah.
Do you
exciting.
Use anything like that, or do you have any of your clients use stuff like that you think is beneficial?
I mean, I think so just because they're, like the kids I work with, they're all social media guys, so whenever they're on their phone, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's like, I know that they're going to see something that they feel like they need. It's just like, you know what? Leave that in your car.
Yeah.
Put it to the side, and let's just go from there. Because if they're under their phone, I mean, it's just I don't think it's gonna kill
yeah.
the workout. But I'm excited for those watches because for me, I feel the same way too. It's like
yeah.
I just want to get away from everybody and just do my workout.
Yeah.
You know? 1 hour and a half. Leave me alone. Let me do my thing.
Yeah. Not even the social media because I think for everyone.
Oh yeah, the vortex of
course,
Instagram.
Yeah.
You're doing sprints and like somebody like it's one thing because
yeah.
you get the phone call. Like again, I have my music program through my phone. You hear the phone call. It's like okay, but you don't see it
yeah.
or you don't see the person who's calling. Then you can like
kinda
ignore
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing sprints and you know you have somebody calling you, it's like I don't want to see. Yeah. Oh, now the text message and you're like, oh, what does this person want?
And then you have to remind yourself, I don't need to respond right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
But your mind kind of
to.
Wants
yeah.
to because that's what you just normally
right.
do.
Yeah.
They also had the Black Box VR. Which I guess are going to be coming to gyms to America soon.
Yes.
I'm out of the UK. 30 minutes virtual reality
virtual
workout.
Reality.
You put this
wow.
on and you are in some other place. You might be competing in a video game. You might be skydiving. But you're getting a workout in complete virtual reality. What do you guys think about?
I don't know. I mean, it's exciting, but it's also scary.
It's scary and exciting, but I feel like, yeah, if it's a competition like that, I feel like there's going to be some kids out there that are going to be in great shape.
Yeah, of
that
course.
Love those, I mean, love those toys. I mean, and for people out here in the United States, I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays with these kids because they don't ever want to go outside or anything. They
yeah.
want to just sit down and play some video
mm-hmm.
games.
If they're already going to be, because it's no longer like, is this going to cause people to be complacent and sedentary? They're already complacent and sedentary, so right, at least yeah. meet them where they're at.
It's true.
Give them the stuff they already like, you know, the technology.
But it's, yeah. it's going to be, I'm wondering too, with this whole virtual reality thing, if now, like, people who, you know how hard it is for people to become basketball players, football players, yeah. professional athletes and stuff. Will it be easier now because now you're going to have so few individuals who actually want to leave their house?
Or it might be harder because everyone can train at a high level in yeah. the house.
It's gonna be interesting. I don't know if this you could train how
I mean, look, I think I VR could teach you the fundamentals of almost any sport, and if your fundamentals are good, I think you could be, if your speed is good, the amount you jump, your reaction time,
I don't know, but
then just, you can go out and play like Bo Jackson. You can go out and play a sport, pick it up, and do well if those fundamentals are
really Bo Jackson won. It's the base of it. So for he's been training, or he's been an athlete pretty much all his life.
Yeah, so I'm saying you get this VR set in your house.
No, that's like somebody training to be a sprinter and they train on the treadmill all the time and then they expect to go and run the 100 and beat Usain Bolt. Not happening.
If they've been sprinting faster than Usain Bolt on the treadmill. All I'm saying, there's this one girl, and I think she won several marathons. She didn't run any marathons before starting to run and win them. She ran like sprint stuff, small stuff, nothing more than like a mile or two. And then she started running marathons and winning them.
But you know, but she probably has way more slow twitch muscles than fast twitch muscles.
I mean,
because that's a whole another thing genetically. Like for instance,
she may have, but
I'm 90%
her fundamentals were good. She probably had a good stride, good running gait.
Genetically, she's because the thing is, I have a lot more fast twitch muscles. I'm a former sprinter,
yeah.
So for me to go and run a marathon, that's incredibly hard for me. For me to run 10 miles, it's incredibly hard for me.
Yeah.
Then you have these people that are running on the same path I am. They're looking like they're enjoying themselves.
But
you know,
I think
it's a genetic thing too.
But most marathoners train for it, right? But the fact that she could do it on the fly. I meant her fundamentals were right. And I think a VR could teach you the fundamentals. You're skeptical of all technology.
My kids are going to be outside running and doing
some
stuff.
Oh, no, of course. I agree, too. Like, you got to put them outside. I mean, they have the whole VR thing. I think it's cool for certain kids, but if they're going to, you know, just be on that whole just staying in the house and just
then you got to go.
And then what are you going to do in elements? So it's like they train inside and then all of a sudden it's raining. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Like training training and doing a workout and competing in the rain is totally different than working out in sunshine.
I see it more just for the kid who is not going to work out outside. Like, I mean, I don't know what that kind of kid is like, but I've seen kids that are like, they have no desire to go outside. They don't want
to. My brother was like that. But now he lifts all the time in the gym.
So, and then how much further would he be if he had that VR set when he was a kid?
I just think he was lazy. But, you know, I'm proud of him now.
Do you have anything that you're promoting right now?
I have a movie coming out. It's called Introspective. We just got done with it actually last month. Right now we're going to be pushing it to a couple of festivals.
Nice.
So for the meantime, we have one night. To have a date when we have something here in LA, I definitely invite you.
Now, are you a fitness trainer in this? Or
no, this is actually on the acting side. It's a whole different character.
Nice. Man of many talents.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. What are your actually kind of like your top tips for the viewers? We do have viewers that are kind of just finding their way into fitness. For those viewers who are just finding their way, do you have like a couple of tips for them just to get them started and maybe how to utilize social media to help them?
Yeah, I think the most important thing for anybody that's trying to start is trying to, like, look into what they're eating, you know.
Yeah.
Their nutrition, I think it's so key. It's so key just to help you feel better and help you have that energy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's hard. I mean, a lot of these people that don't eat well and they never have the energy. But that's the biggest thing I can recommend is definitely their nutrition. And find yourself a good partner that can motivate you. You know that you're going to get tired and you know this person is probably going to be motivated. So stay around, hang out with that person. Best thing about it is Instagram. They do have all these videos. So yeah, like Instagram has so many good things. I mean, bad things, but to get a good workout or to get something, you can definitely find a lot of great information.
You can be very intentional about your Instagram.
Yeah. And keep working. Try to be better than yesterday.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate those words. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. As always, guys, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. I am running that marathon to help build water pumps in Africa. So if you want to donate, you can go on my little bio. You can click the link, donate, all that good stuff. And you can find me on TMZ, writing for Ball Alert, and uprocks.com.
Yes.
You can find me on Instagram, Adan Castillo Jr. Also on Twitter, on Snapchat, you can find me at Adan Castillo.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Cipio, Instagram, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.